Welcome to the Fringe Review team. This broadcast is primarily for reviewers for Fringe Review, but really anyone can listen to this because it's just going to remind you of the standards and the way that we review. And so it is really important that reviewers listen to this and follow the guidelines. Reviewers, you really are free to write in your own style, but Fringe Review has a basic format for reviews that are really part of the essence of why Fringe Review was set up. The first thing I'm just going to mention actually is the ratings that we have. We've got ratings that came in new last year. They're not star ratings. And so when you fill out the review form, you're going to be asked to choose one of these. I'm just going to summarise them quickly. We start with our three basic ones, if you just want to use those. A recommended show actually means a very good show. And it's a show, therefore, you could recommend your audiences see it. And you need to justify not just why it's good, but why it's very good. And so you're going to be writing constructively and positively about why a show is recommended. Obviously, part of that constructive writing isn't using a negative style. It's using a positive style because everything on Fringe Review is recommended. If there's a show we can't recommend, we don't post the review because we're like a good food guide of Fringe. So a recommended show is a very good show. You're going to say what's very good about it, and you may want to say constructively what might how it might improve in order to be one of our other ratings. So don't confuse, please, recommended with what we call highly recommended, which is the next one up. A highly recommended show is an A grade. It's an excellent show. This is a show that's at the top of its game in terms of its competence, in terms of its professionalism, in terms of its quality as a piece. So highly recommended shows tend to be mostly an A grade. And you're going to, again, have the possibility to say what might improve about it to be an outstanding show. Outstanding shows go beyond excellent. They are breaking new ground and doing that successfully. We actually rarely give out outstanding reviews, not because we deliberately do that, but because it's quite hard to find in all the genres a show that is, you know, beyond excellent, that is doing something absolutely brilliantly differently. Beyond the usual top standard even. So just to summarise, recommended isn't a show you just quite like and you've sort of reluctantly given it a grade. And a recommended show is very good. A highly recommended show is excellent. And an outstanding show is beyond excellent. And you will need to write more for justifying outstanding. And as moderators, we will re-moderate these if you mark too highly or too low. So outstanding, then heading to highly recommended to recommended. All of those are the main kind of ways of reviewing for Fringe Review. But we've added some more reviewer ratings that can allow you to say something different if you want to. If there's a show that you can't recommend, but it's still got good qualities to it, and you want to leave that judgment to the audience, then you will give it good. That is a show, it's below recommended, but it's still got virtues, and you want to write about those virtues. So now, here we go. We have good, recommended, highly recommended, outstanding. And then on the side of those, we have hidden gem, which could actually be a show that's at any of the other categories of good, recommended, highly recommended, or outstanding, but what you want to say about a hidden gem is that it deserves a much bigger audience, that it seems to be hidden somewhere in the fringe and you've seen it and you think it deserves to be seen more. Finally, you might want to say must see, and again that could relate to any of what would have been the other ratings, but you actually want to say if you see one thing at this fringe, there's some unique qualities about this. So that could actually be an experiment that hasn't quite worked and you might be giving it good or recommended, but what you want to do instead is point out there's something absolutely fundamental to see about this piece of work, you know. And so something can be groundbreaking but not perfect in any way. But actually, it's worth seeing that experiment. So to summarise, there's a kind of ladder within our ratings, which goes from good, which is a show that you can't recommend yourself, but has got virtues. So you want to leave that up to the audience to decide. Then we have recommended, which means very good. Then we have highly recommended, which means excellent. And then we have outstanding, which is beyond excellent. Just because you love something, because it has an impact on you and you came out crying, doesn't mean you give it outstanding. Remember, all of our ratings are about assessing the piece of work. You are a peer. You work in the industry in some way as a writer, as a director, as a performer, someone that's worked in different fields. And so you need to write that from the point of view of a practitioner. Reviews have to go up within 48 hours. If a show is less than recommended, we have a standard letter which we send. And I can help you with that if you have any problems. But you will have been sent the list to our backroom resources. And that letter offers the company feedback if they want it. You let them know we won't be publishing the review as according to our policy, and you offer them feedback. And some people find that feedback really helpful. So we're not reviewing everything as great. We are still seeing shows, and hopefully you're looking for good work in the first place, doing your research into those shows. But we have a threshold, and the threshold is recommended or upwards. And if you can't recommend a show, then we don't publish the review on Fringe Review. You'll have a username and a password, which I will send you. And I just want to finish with asking you, please, to stick to our guidelines. Otherwise, we simply will have to remove you as a reviewer if you keep not following that procedure. Reviews up within 48 hours. Please follow those ratings. They're also listed on the backroom link that I'll send you by email. And if you need a format, and I do recommend it, some part of your review, ideally at the beginning, is going to have a short, just factual description of what this show is. That also appears in the lowdown section, but you can repeat that a bit in the first part of your main review. What's this show about? You might want to say the director, who the people in it, a bit about where it's come from. Then you assess it as a piece of work, and that needs to be not negatively done. It's constructive critique about what could be better about it. If you're recommending it, at least you should be saying good things about that show. And so we will take out and we will give you feedback if you start writing negatively, because that's not the style of Fringe Review. So you're going to have part two of your review, which could be very long. How well was it written? How original was it? You might compare it to other work, the writing, the directing, the acting, the design concept of it. And if it's outstanding, there you are going to have to justify and compare to other work that shows why this thing stands out beyond excellent. Then the third part of it, which some reviewers can choose to do or not, can be how you found it personally, your emotional reaction. But the key is that you do not base your rating on your personal feelings. And we've kind of characterized that as you might go and see some comedy and not particularly be in a good mood. But you have to have the ability to see the impact of that show on the whole audience and to say whether it was quality work. In another industry, you can might say, I'm not into to Italian food, but this is beautifully cooked. This is brilliantly conceived. So you have to separate out your personal reaction. Make yourself an object of your own observation. See past that reaction and look at the work and assess it. And so finally, the last part of the review, a bit like the end of a bit of feedback on an essay, is that you kind of justify your rating. You arrive at your rating and say why it's recommended, highly recommended, outstanding, why it may be a good show, why it may be a must-see, or why it might be a hidden gem. Please check your reviews very, very carefully. We do sub-edit, but you're expected to grammar and spell check your own stuff so that someone is not sitting up late at night just correcting your work. We are very, very based on self-discipline, and that's why you've been invited to be a reviewer. I hope you enjoy the shows. If you don't recommend the show, you have to write either to the company, and if they don't have contact details, back to the venue if you can, and the producer if possible, offering that feedback. Enjoy the Fringe. Any questions, just contact me. Thanks a lot. Bye.